Shall we please in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 37. Jeremiah 37 and verse 16. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabin, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him up. And the king asked him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is. For," said he, "thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." Now the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1. "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Now the little epistle of James, James in chapter 5 and verse 8. "Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Finally, the book of the Acts in chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 verse 27. "And the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, and sprang in and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Now we trust the Lord will bless what we have heard with these scriptures that we have read tonight. We read a question in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 37. Jeremiah was down in the dungeon. King Zedekiah sent for him and inquired of him secretly. He said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Now we trust, friends, you have come to this meeting tonight with that same desire that Zedekiah had. He wanted to get a word from the Lord for himself. Jeremiah had a word from the Lord. He was able to say to Zedekiah, "There is." Now the word that the Lord had for Zedekiah was not a very upbuilding word for him. He had sinned against God, and so had the nation. And Jeremiah reminded this man that he was going to be taken captive, and then he was going to be slain. Now that was not good news, but Jeremiah did not pull his punches. He told out the word of God as it was. And may the Lord help us by his grace tonight to be faithful to God and faithful to you. We read from Proverbs chapter 29. Is there any word from the Lord for a person who has found out, I need to be saved, I know that I should be saved, and that I intend to be saved, but not now? Would there be one in this meeting tonight and that would fit you. Is there a word from the Lord for a person that has found out they need salvation and they're putting it off? They're procrastinating. My friend, there is. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. We read from James chapter 5 and verse 8. Is there a soul in this meeting? And you think you've got lots of time. Is there a word from the Lord for you? There is. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. If the Lord should come tonight and you not saved, you never would get saved. You would be left behind for the judgment of God. Is there a word from the Lord for you? Lots of time. Multitudes have thought the same. That's a lie from the pit of hell, implanted into the minds of sinners by the devil himself. Lots of time. Put it off again. The Lord's coming is very near. But then we trust that there's a soul has come to this meeting wanting a word from the Lord for your soul. An anxious soul. One who wants to be saved more than everything else in this world. One who has come to this place. I want salvation. And I want salvation tonight. That's where the jailer came. Is there a word from the Lord for a person like that? My friend, there is. What is it? When this man asked the question, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now our brother has mentioned the greatest simplicity under the canopy of God's heaven is God's salvation. It's very simple. Well then, what's hard about it? It's not easy, because the sinner has so many things to get past. Luke's Gospel chapter 13, verse 23. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. You can't work for salvation, but yet the soul needs to strive. There are many obstacles to get past, to set aside in order to get to Christ for salvation. They're not the same with every person. Some people are their friend. What would my friends think of me? And you and I don't like to be sneered at. We don't like to be laughed at. Well, you may think, as I did, if I get saved, what would those chums of mine think? Why, they would laugh at me. You know, that bothered me. That kept me back from salvation. But friend, there came a time in my life when I didn't care what they said or what they thought. I was going to hell. That's where God showed me. And I didn't want to go. Do you? Is that your desire to be in hell? Well, if you go on in your sin, you can't miss it. So we trust that tonight there's a soul willing to get past every obstacle that they may get God's salvation. And this is a very important question that King Zedekiah asked Jeremiah. Is there any word from the Lord? You see, he came himself and he brought Zedekiah or Jeremiah out of the dungeon secretly. This man was in a prison. He is called the weeping prophet. He wept over the souls of people. He was greatly concerned about their spiritual state. We have many souls that weak still. Those who are saved by grace, why they should appear on behalf of loved ones and friends that they've come to know, longing in God's presence for their salvation. If there's a soul in this meeting tonight, and my friend, you go down into hell, you will not go on, love. You will not go on wept for. There have been tears shed in God's presence for you. You don't know who shed them. You may not know the person very well, but they have a love for your soul, and their only desire is that you might be saved. Now, Jeremiah, is there a word from the Lord? That's what Zedekiah wanted to know. And Jeremiah had a word from the Lord for him. Oh, dear soul tonight, we trust there's a word from God that will penetrate into your soul, that your conscience might be reached, that your heart might be touched, that you may not sleep this night until you know it is well with your soul for eternity. You see, it's only souls that mean business and that are in earnest ever get God's salvation. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13, ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You see, it's some people search half-heartedly. They never get saved. Some people search three-quarter-heartedly. They never get saved. Some people search seven-eighths-heartedly. They never get salvation. But those who search and seek with all their heart, they're the kind of people that get right with God and obtain salvation through the personal work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jeremiah 29 is one of the most solemn verses in all the Bible. Here this man says, and Zedekiah had asked for a desire or a request, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said there is. Is there a word from the Lord for a soul in this meeting who has come to the knowledge, I need salvation because I'm a sinner and I must be saved and I want to be saved and I intend to get God's salvation, but not just now, at another time. What's the answer? He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
Friend, that's solemn.
I think of a boy of 12 years of age. His father, a preacher of the gospel of the grace of God, a boy who had oftentimes had serious thoughts about these things. One day, come out of his own home, down the driveway onto the street on his bicycle, not thinking that he would be cut down, only a boy of 12, come out onto the street, car hit him, ushered out into eternity. That preacher in Northern Ireland, every time there's a tragedy, a young person passes from time into eternity, unexpectedly or suddenly, that dear man is always asked to take their funeral.
Why?
His heart's so soft. His heart is so tender. Why, he lost a boy 12 years of age.
He that being often reproved, age does enter into it.
But those who have the opportunity, those who have had God-given privileges of getting salvation, and you put it off, oh, you intend to be saved. You would like to be saved.
My friend, the road down into hell is paved with good intentions. Most of the people that are there, they never intended that they would ever land there. You could land there. You could land there before this week is up. You could land there before this night is up, if you're not saved. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Sometimes we could get accustomed to sudden deaths all around us. Many a time we have been shocked. So-and-so passed away suddenly. Well, I was speaking to them yesterday, but they're gone, never to come back again. We have been shocked by the news of others passing into eternity. Maybe there'll be those that will be shocked that they hear about your passing suddenly or my passing suddenly. Well, friend, if it comes my way, it's well with my soul. I'm ready. Are you? It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Many a soul, as they have thought of the judgment of God, going out to meet God in their sin, and then out into the everlasting fire that will never burn out. Oh, dear soul tonight, he that being often reproved, those who are given God-given opportunities of salvation. How many times has God spoken to your soul? How many times has the Spirit of God pricked your conscience? And you've had that thought, well, I should get right with God. I would like to be saved. And then you put it off. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. We could go on and on about multitudes of people that we have known who had the opportunity of salvation, but they put it off, and God came in, and they were cut down suddenly out of time into eternity. God is love. Thank God for that. God is long-suffering. Thank God for that. But God's long-suffering is going to end. It did in the days of Noah. About 120 years, they had the opportunity of getting right with God. How many entered the ark? Only 8 souls. Out of all the masses of earth, only 8 persons enjoyed safety and salvation inside the ark. The rest were warned. Have you been warned? Warned of God? My friend tonight, listen again to Proverbs 29 and verse 1. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. A word from the Lord for those who are putting off salvation until another time. Then we read from James chapter 5. There may be someone this meeting tonight, and you think that you've got lots of time. We sing in the hymn, Thou wouldst be saved. Why not tonight? Oh, you say I have lots of time. I'm young. I have many years ahead. That's what the man in Luke's Gospel chapter 12 said. That he was going to pull down his barn. He was going to build greater ones. He was going to live it up. But God said, fool. Oh, when God intervened, you cannot trifle with the things of God and get away with it. My friend tonight, the coming of the Lord
cross now,
since these words were penned, almost 2,000 years have rolled their course. If the Lord's coming was nigh 2,000 years ago, what do you think tonight? It's not much closer. We are living in the last time. We believe that the Lord is coming, and He may come tonight. If the Lord Jesus Christ
gives that shout,
every saved soul, dead or alive, they would rise to meet the Savior in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But friend, if you are not saved, if you are left behind, there'll be no more offers of salvation. There will be nobody bother you about attending gospel meeting. You will have it all your own way. There will be great division when the Lord comes. Families will be divided. There will be those who were saved in heaven. Those who were not saved will be down in hell and be there forever. Are you saved tonight? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Have you been born again in the Spirit of God? You see a word from the Lord. For those who think,
I've got lots of time to get salvation.
I was going to read John chapter 3.
There are those who think that they can get to heaven
their own way.
But the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus,
except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's something that's vital. A new birth.
And when a new birth takes place,
it's the work of the Holy Spirit
in the person's soul.
It's not my feelings that save me, but it's the work of God. And the blood of Christ
makes me see it.
For God said, when I see the blood,
I will pass over you.
The word of God makes me sure. I can rest my soul upon it for the great eternity. Friend, tonight,
you must be born again.
For that's what God has declared. And it's only those who are born again will ever enter God's heaven. No matter how many new leaves you've turned over, no matter how many new resolutions that you have made and broken,
the Bible says ye must
be born again. But then we read tonight in Acts chapter 16. Is there a soul in our gathering? And your longing of your heart is, oh, that I knew,
for I might
find him.
Oh, that I knew my sins forgiven.
Oh, that I was saved by the grace of God.
Is there a word from the Lord for you?
My friend, there is. Where can salvation be found?
What can you do?
There's nothing you can do. Nothing? Well, the Bible says,
believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
and thou shalt be saved. Nothing, what no works of yours can you do?
You may say, well, I'll join this or do this or that.
Salvation is not a work.
Salvation is a work of God in a person's soul.
Whenever is a poor, lost, guilty,
hell-deserving sinner, let us hold
by faith our trust
in the Word of God
that Christ on the cross died for my sin. I remember preaching one night
after the shaking hands
of the people at the door.
This man said to me, he said,
I think so-and-so would like to be saved.
You go on round and speak to him.
Well, I was going to talk to him, but I met this other teenage boy, but 16, before I met the one he mentioned. And I asked him, I said, would you like to be saved? And his tears began to roll down his cheeks. He says, oh, woman. I asked the other boy, who the man had told me about, I said, would you like to be saved? He said, I would. We went into a little room. On the side, I sat down between them. I opened the scriptures. I sought to show them the way of salvation. One of those boys were watching each other. Well, I says, boys, we're going to pray, and then we'll go home. I'll never forget the prayer of one of those young men. We get down and I ask the Lord to save me. One of those boys get down and he says, oh God, don't let me sleep tonight till you save me, for I don't want to go to hell. What has happened? Oh, the reality of a burning hell had gripped his soul. Do you know tonight how close you are? David said there is but a step between me and death. If you are not saved in this meeting, one saved friend, there's only one step between your soul and hell itself. That's how near it is. Are you conscious of it? Are you aware of that fact? We heard of this new woman who was hit in the king's way today. That happens so many times and across this vast country. Oftentimes we never hear about it. Souls are straight into eternity. What if death should cross your path suddenly like this? Are you ready? Are you saved? Would you be in hell? Or would you be in heaven? Or you say, I want to be in heaven. Every person is going to be in heaven. They have a starting point. They have a time when they have a place where, and they have a manner where that they got God's salvation. They can look to that moment. Now here's a moment in Acts chapter 16. He had a time when he got saved. When was it?
When
Paul and Silas were put into prison that night. Where did he get saved, Jimmer? I got saved in the prison. That's where he got saved. How did you get saved, Jimmer?
I
believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that all? That's all that man had. Was he saved? Certainly he was saved. He just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He took in the truth, the record that God had given, that Christ died for his sin. He believed it. He trusted in Christ. God said he was saved. If God told you you were saved, what would you do? Would you have doubted? Would you try to feel it? We sing with you, boys and girls, Jesus loves you, this I know. Do you feel God's love? When we're feeling good in the Sunday, and we sing it, we're happy. But then if we're down in the dump, it's not just the same. But does God love me? How do I know God loves me? For his word. How do I know that Christ died for my sin? History will tell you, a man called Jesus was nailed on a cross, died at a felon's death between two others. plus history. But when you come to the Word of God, we learn that grand truth, that the man who died on the middle cross, Christ died for our sin. Christ died for my sin. That's what the Jews believe. That's why he knew he was saved, because he took God's word for him. My mother attended meetings. There was no beginning faith. No one told the preacher before she was married when a young woman, Ethel Scott, wants to be saved. Well, the preacher cornered her. He says, Ethel, would you like to be saved? She said, I would. He said, do you believe that verse? She says, I do. The preacher says, you're saved. She says, I'm not. He said, do you know what you're doing? You're making God a liar. Do you believe that verse? She says, I do. Says, you're saved. But then she says, well, it must be saved. For I don't want to make God a liar. Do you think we should save? No, indeed you will. That's the work of a one. Salvation is the work of God in the soul. When she went to meeting, and she heard the gospel, and she told them, she said, I'm not saved, I'm really not, but I want to be saved. One night reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture, for the first time in her life, she saw that grand truth that according to the word of God, Christ died for her sins. And God said that if she believed that Christ died for her sins, she would be saved. She got it from God, the second rain, and she got salvation. She wrote the word of man, which she trusted, which let her down. But when she got the word of God for it, have you got the word of God for it? The solid and the sure foundation is God's unchanging word. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. God says, thou shalt be saved. May you believe it tonight. Tomorrow night. One night. Love you, sir. Our Lord and Father, one eye to thee in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray before thy precious word. O God, we pray before thee time ago, send the gospel our way. Let it reach our hearts. When we were convicted of our sin, when the Lord Jesus Christ was revealed to us as our personal Savior, we rejoice tonight in the knowledge of sins forgiven. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We call up tonight your soul to the meeting. And you will not see. There was trouble each day over a pit on a rotten covering of pit that doesn't have a bottom. The Lord has mercy upon them. Stir their hearts. Move their souls. To seek great salvation. We know that those who search earnestly will find the Savior. We pray that we might be honest and earnest and sincere, serious, great matter. Want to see the hand of God again, delivering power in salvation, and to God be the glory. We ask the souls will be saved for one in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.